I'm on one of the main streets in Bogota. It's rush hour. Just want you to hear some of what it's like. This is Wonder Reality. This is Jim. Welcome. The very loud buses you hear, the Transmilenio buses, which are, you know, it's like a, they're just massive buses, usually at this time packed with people, so you can barely get on there. There's so many people. The sidewalks are an obstacle course. Avoiding people, watching where you step. There's all uneven brick, concrete. I mean, if you don't watch where you're stepping, you will step into holes, places, you know, twist your ankle. I just left the main street and I'm coming up to another main street that's Caracas, I believe. Gracias. Buenas. I'm catching a taxi. Riding a taxi is a roller coaster. I mean, it's not the best. It's, you know, taxi drivers are used to it, but I mean, it goes so fast. They, you know, it's just, most people would prefer to walk or take some other mode than a taxi. I do want to touch on a main point that I brought up in the messages from Medellin. The poverty, the hardship, the suffering, the people who are destitute here is heartbreaking. And you see it everywhere. And people are homeless, and when you encounter them, these are normal people. They're not mentally ill. They're not, you know, they are, during their day, they're going to trash all over the street, that's, you know, in, that people place outside their doors and outside their businesses, looking for food, looking for anything that's of value. Sometimes they have a cart, and they are putting things in the cart to take, you know, that might have some value. And, you know, when you give them food, they're usually gracious and they're nice, and it's just heartbreaking. And so, you know, the question, just a rhetorical question, it's hard to even deal with it and think about it and face it. But how do we deal with that as followers of Jesus? It's very hard. It's very, I mean, It's you know, when you're in a country like this, they say that there's a four-stage process that visitors go through. Surprise, and then shock, and then anger, and frustration, then anger, and then, you know, that's like six phases, but it's a progression where they come to some kind of resolution. But yes, we should try to help them. I mean, yes. Gracias. People on our team, whenever we have extra food, we go out. You know, And I'm just an example. When you go out and there's somebody who needs the food, and that's just a tiny thing to do. But again, please find a ministry and give to that ministry that helps these people. Make sure it's a good ministry that's and so forth. Now, these messages I'm giving are about the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we, those seem like two different topics, right? That suffering and that the poverty should drive us to rely on God. And those people are more likely to find God and make it to heaven. Amen. That's a truth from Scripture. Absolute truth. Those of us who are, here's another truth. Those of us who are from the developed world who've been given a lot's required of us. Now, I think that's mainly referring to spiritually. Those who are given a lot spiritually, a lot's required of them. But it's also materially. It's in every way. Those who've been given a lot, much is required of us. And, we have it easy, so to speak. Not easy, but we have, we're in the developed world. We have, things function and work, and we can get things done, and so a lot's required of us. And people who are destitute here, they've probably been given almost nothing or very little. Nothing, maybe. I'm talking in terms of training, environment, growing up, the family and all, they have nothing. Very little is required of them. I hope it's just glorious that they are more likely to make it to heaven. And so let's let all of that sink in so that we do pursue having that relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's the answer, that's worth far more than anything else. It's infinite worth, infinite value. This is just a quick message, but that relationship with the Holy Spirit, that's the whole key. That's everything. That's everything. We are made for relationship. We are made in God's image. A great man of God said, life is communication. We always need communication coming from us and to us, and that's what God offers. He offers fellowship with Him in a relationship. Amen. I keep talking about the simplicity of a walk with the Holy Spirit, a walk with Jesus Christ. And remember, they're one and the same. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's as simple as this. It's a relationship. And it's up to us. So, we can either pursue that and pursue that relationship, or we do not pursue it as we should, and we're doing all those thousands of other things. So it's not about the things that we associate with a walk with Jesus. It's not about knowledge and learning and going to this place and that place, going to church, going to meetings. Those things are great. We need to be in fellowship, but it's a relationship. It's intangible. It's completely up to us. And now that's the side of it that that even sounds daunting, doesn't it? Well, if somebody says, "Oh, it's all up to us. It's all up to you." That sounds intimidating, right? But when we meet Him, we realize it's not. Gracias, yes. Me smoke. Yes, gracias. It's not a hard or difficult or daunting or intimidating. No, not at all. It's because He is the helper, the comforter, our strengthener, our standby. All these, any fears, any questions, anything we have, He has the answer. He is the answer. Amen. But I go back to, it's this intangible, a relationship. It's similar to a relationship on the earth. You know, in a relationship on the earth, we have to spend time with that person. We have to, it's a two-way communication, a two-way relationship. Amen. So I hope that makes sense, and that it's, in other words, I've said this before, you have everything that you need to have a relationship with Jesus in His fullness today, of what He wants to give you. You have everything right now. You don't need all these external, books and teachings and years of knowledge and learning the Bible and all that. You don't need any of that, because it's a relationship. Amen. And so in the previous message, I gave the comparison of the Catholic Church. We could, same thing with the Protestant. Protestant, Catholic, same thing. But that religious element, the dead religion, whatever you, that teaches us that we have to spend our whole life and all everything, and we can never ever truly walk with Him. It's only when we make it to heaven, spend our whole life and do all kinds of stuff, and if we really want a relationship, if we really want it, we have to go into ministry and be a priest or a nun, or go into ministry and move to another part of the world and do all this stuff and go to seminary and study for years. Totally wrong. None of that gets a relationship with Him. It's when we give Him our whole heart. It's when we do what He says to do. Give Him everything we have. Love Him with everything we have. So a relationship, it has phases, doesn't it? On earth, every relationship has phases. And it's the same thing with our relationship with Him. I've said it many times. It's so important for us to realize the four phases of walking with God Almighty, and the three phases of walking in the Spirit. And there actually may be, every day may be a different phase, a different level with God Almighty if we walk with Him, if we do our part. And that's, like I said earlier, it's up to us. We can continue on with that, or we can leave. Just like on the earth, we can have a relationship with somebody, or we can cut them off and leave and not ever spend time with that person ever again and never think about them. It's up to us in our relationship with people. Same thing with our relationship with God. I'm now at an intersection back to this main street, and there's probably 100 people crossing the street right now. I'm looking to the right, there's probably 20 of these massive double buses, that Transmillennial buses, that are four lanes, massive. Hold who knows how many people. Several hundred people on. And being in a city like this, it will harden you. It will it will change the way you look at people in the world. And you know, I just had this thought. A country like this, it could be that Catholicism is a part of a country like this. It's a what's the word for it? It's a respite, a solace, and an escape, a sanctuary in the midst of all of this. You know, when you know, like when you go into those services, the mass, or it's you know, it's peaceful. It's a sanctuary type place and experience where you can go back to it. So I understand that. That's awesome to have that. But let's remember that we can have that peace, you know, when we are faced with, you know, the hard things that we all deal with. The world, people, our old nature, the devil, all of that. Jesus offers victory. He offers an escape from those things. He offers the real escape, the real sanctuary, the secret place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we're in Jesus Christ, we're in that secret place. So I hope that's encouraging. I want to just add this. You know, I mentioned there's a large Catholic. There's small percentage of people here are Protestant. It's a big city. There's, you know, everything going on that you can imagine. But there's a real there's an aspect of Bogota that's the bohemian hippie, you know, artsy tattoo piercings type you know, perspective. Call it bohemian, hippie, drugs. You know, drugs are legal generally. You know, alcohol, it's available everywhere. And that's not good. You know, there's the worldly aspect. There's dangerous, there's crime and danger, and you know, as I mentioned, the poverty. So what's my point? Well, this city needs revival, of course. And just like the rest of the world, a small minority of people here are serious about walking with Jesus. And you don't see a whole lot of churches. Yeah, there's the Catholic churches that you see, but in not a lot of those. I mean, in Chapinero, Palermo, two large neighborhoods, I've seen one Catholic church. There is a Catholic university that has a church. I haven't seen it open. So the city needs revival. Please pray for Bogota and for Colombia in general. But this bohemian hippie drug tattoo piercings aspect of the city, it's, you know, that to me is symbolic of self-will. It's symbolic of people who just, they want to do their own thing, and they want to, you know, they're going to do it their way and be their own God. And, you know, the tattoos and the piercings, that's just symbolic of that. You know, the hippie and you know, all of that is the you know, kind of the effects, the results of self-will and being their own God and saying no to God Almighty and Jesus Christ and submitting to Him. It's our human nature to do that. And we as humans are so, our human nature is such a monster that it almost takes some major catastrophe, some major hardship, some major thing to turn us to God. In fact, I've talked to two people here just in the last several days who they told me that they know Jesus Christ. Like I usually, you know, I'm presenting, you know, if I'm talking to someone and I bring up faith and, you know, I'll bring it up generally. These people told me that they know Jesus Christ, and one of them that they found Jesus Christ, and one of them is actually in ministry. Both of them, I asked them, I said, how did you find Jesus? And they both of them said, and these were separate incidents, right? Two different people, they don't even know each other, said, I had a very, very hard time in my life, and Jesus helped me and through that and saved me from that. And, you know, that is the same thing that I would say, too, about me. So it's almost like, now those are just a few examples, but Jesus did say a tremendous verse. He said, let me get this right. He talked about the rock and he said, he who falls on this rock will be broken to pieces, but he whom this rock falls upon will be crushed to powder. This is a, everything Jesus said is glorious and eternal and just incredible beyond what we can comprehend. And so I think part of our, you know, being on the earth is hard, and there's this whole aspect of us of perhaps God does orchestrate way beyond what we can comprehend to our circumstances and things like that to bring us to Him. Although, you know, and we all have come from dysfunctional families, and so, as I've said before, that should just cause us to rely on God even more. You know, if we came from these great, perfect families and everything was wonderful, we would never realize our need for Him. So these things are beyond us. All of this should cause us to humble ourselves before Him and seek Him and seek a relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's all around us, just like the air. He's all around us like the sun, the S-U-N, sun shining. And when we feel the sun on us and the heat around us, those are types. Those are symbols of Him. He's everywhere. He's all around us. Power, the presence and the power of God are everywhere available. Glory to God.